going back to school, I was excited. I knew what I was in there for. I felt, even though I had these setbacks, I had the right support necessary for me. And then I got my first test marks back, and it was awful. Turns out I didn't know how to study, even though I had all this life experience and I had a successful career. I didn't have any of the study skills that my peers had.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Today, I'm joined by Camille Roney. Now, Camille is a pre-med student with a bachelor's in psychology. She's also a nonprofit founder, volunteer, wife, and parent. Years of personal development and discovering new study habits has brought her GPA from a 2.3 to a 4.1. Now she empowers women to love their lives, purposefully connect with their loved ones, and cherish their pursuit of education, all because she believes that your goals have value. But she also went back to school as a non-traditional student. That's coming up after the break. Real quick, before we get into today's show, I'd like to invite you to leave us a review and share this episode with a friend or family member who you think would get something out of it. We are really trying to push the show and get it out to as many listeners as possible to share the message of we all fail, we all make mistakes, and it's normal, and it's important to talk about it and learn from it. We want to see the show get to 10,000 downloads an episode before the end of the year. Let's see if we can do it. Thanks for your help. Enjoy the show. Camille Roney, ready to talk about one of your broken bulbs?
Absolutely.
Fantastic. So let's talk about you going back to school as a non-traditional student, as an adult, as a grown-up, not as a young adult fresh out of high school, ready to start. I've had a few conversations with people like that, and I've got family and friends who have gone through this experience, and it's not easy. It's not easy for anybody. So do you want to walk us through this whole experience?
Yeah, absolutely. My beginning of this journey, I guess you could say, I started off with a very successful career. I was a web developer and built my way up to creative director. So a very prestigious role at the firm that I was at. And I really enjoyed the work, but I fell in love with medicine. I was working weekends as a veterinary assistant just because I love animals. And it was a super fun experience, something fun to do over the weekend. And I fell in love with medicine, but realized maybe animal medicine wasn't exactly the path that I wanted to follow. I guess you could say the stars aligned. My husband really encouraged me to go back to school, and I never had such incredible support before. So I went into it ready to go. First day of university, I'm surrounded by people who are like almost a decade younger than me. And they were always the smartest people in their classes. And I have to say, when I was in high school, it was nothing short of a miracle that I graduated high school. It was, I'd never considered myself to be smart or intellectual. I don't ever remember studying for anything. So that didn't provide me with the best skill set, but I was able to earn some credits, fixing cars at an auto body shop. Huh. And that's what allowed me to graduate, actually. So anyways, going back to school, I was excited. I knew what I was in there for. I felt, even though I had these setbacks, I had the right support necessary for me. And then I got my first test marks back, and it was awful. Turns out I didn't know how to study, even though I had all this life experience and I had a successful career. I didn't have any of the study skills that my peers had. And even though I know that the courses were difficult subject matters, I felt that I was supposed to be getting better grades. If I wanted to become a physician, my study habits, my pride, something had to change. So it was a very difficult experience going to school as a non-traditional student and feeling this immense imposter syndrome, constantly second guessing whether or not I was good enough. Had I made a huge mistake? Should I just go back to my old career where at least I knew I could be good at something and I could get paid well for it? But I knew that I had a bigger purpose than what I was doing before, and that was worth it.
I love how you know, when these hard things come up, it's this larger purpose, this larger idea or mission or intention we have for our lives, that impact we want to make. So how did you end up powering through this and then ultimately finding some balance and kind of figuring out how you were going to do school, but also do everything else you were doing in your life?
The simple answer to that is caffeine. It really helped me get through my undergraduate degree. But it wasn't until my second year, I gave birth to my son, I believe it was just like a week after my last exam. So I was pregnant all through my second year. I knew that something had to change. Mm-hmm. I had a great deal of pride, and I had to accept that although I had really mastered this one specific technique of studying, which yields awful results, mm-hmm. now it's time to shift something. Something's got to give. I've now got this child to take care of. I now have even less time to study because I was studying around the clock. You would think, at least I thought, that studying harder, more, longer was going to give me the results that I wanted. That clearly wasn't the case. So I had to completely shift my mindset and really prioritize my time. If I wanted to make the most out of that study time, then it had to be productive study time. So when I was, say, up in the middle of the night nursing my son, I could be reading a textbook, but I have to be in the right state of mind when I'm doing that reading. So I ended up coming with a bit of a framework to help me use the best of my time as productive as I can. So now when I'm studying, I honestly study at about maybe a quarter or a third of the amount of time that I used to. I've now taught myself how to speed read, which makes a tremendous difference, prioritize the content that I'm reading. And now that I can really lean into that why that you mentioned, my purpose that drives me, because I really feel and I truly believe that my community deserves incredible family physicians. And that's something that we really lack here. I want to fill that role. I feel that people deserve to be looked in the eye when they're speaking to their physician, that they're not rushed, that you can build those longer term relationships and build a great deal of trust with your physician. That's the role that I want to fill. And I'm not going to be able to fulfill that role if something didn't change.
I love how entirely tied back your motivation is to this impact that you want to have. And I think that's fantastic. And then ultimately how you figured out ways that you could be more efficient in the studying aspect. Because yeah, anybody who's been to school knows you can spend all the time in the world studying, but if you don't know how to study, you're going to struggle a lot.
Yeah, you want to know how much time I was spent studying? If we went to, say, the grocery store, my husband would drive and I'd be sitting in the passenger seat with my textbook trying to study. And you know how effective that sitting is? Next to zero. You're really just wasting your time.
Holy cow. I love that. Just that image, sitting, driving to the grocery store, a short drive probably, right? Like, and you're just head in the book because you think somewhere in there, this is going to help. This is going to help. I love that.
Yeah, exactly. And I felt as if everyone around me or all the messages that I was receiving were study harder, study more, study longer. That wasn't going to work for me.
Of course, at the end of every episode, I like to let you brag a little bit. And your plug, your story ties perfectly together because you share some of these study tips. Do you want to tell us where we can find you and how we can get involved with the work you're doing now?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've actually built a completely customizable framework for all types of non-traditional students, not just those who are parents, maybe those who are working or caring for elderly parents. If you have any kind of major priority in your life outside the classroom, that's my jam. So I love to teach not just speed reading because that's a really neat technique, but also getting your whole life in balance, figuring out what your values are and making sure that you're bringing those values into your everyday. Also challenging some of the limiting beliefs that a lot of us, well, all of us have some form of limiting beliefs. So how to overcome those. And in addition to that, study hacks, ways that you can pay for your education without requiring that 4.0 scholarship that's going to carry you everywhere. Because in all honesty, I don't care how smart you are. If you're stressed about how you're going to pay for classes, if you're working nights trying to pay for everything, your grades are going to suffer. So I'm so passionate about that. So anyone can come and find me on Instagram. That's the platform that I'm most active on, at The Learning Mom. And this summer, I'll be launching the Non-Trad Accelerator, which is an online course where I teach everything and coach students through how they can bring these elements into their life so that their grades and entire education experience will absolutely skyrocket.
I love it. I love everything that you're doing, and I'm going to have links to all of it down in the show notes. And with that, I just want to say thank you very much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you for having me, Alex. This has been great.
And thank you for listening. What is your greater purpose? What is the greater thing you would like to do with your life? Having that vision will help you power through the difficult times and develop as an individual into that person you'd like to become. And of course, work smarter, not harder. Lots of great lessons in this episode. Special thank you to Camille for joining me and being willing to talk about her broken bulbs. Be sure to check out her work, including her non-traditional student accelerator, which I've linked down in the show notes. And if you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review and share the show with a friend or family member who you think would get something out of it. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the Create Fine. I, Alex Williams, was your host, and the podcast artwork is by Bethany Gustafson, and as always, the music we use is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.